Mastering golf's most difficult shot. As a golf instructor for over 40 years, I get all types of requests from students looking to get better. Most always start with the full swing, followed by short game, and then putting. Very rarely do I get requests to go into a bunker to improve their results. I always ask, what would you grade yourself as a bunker player? Most say D or F. Once I hear that, I always try and spend 15 to 20 minutes in the trap with the student, trying to help improve that grade. When I do get into the bunker, I find it amazing what I see from the student. I see swings that don't resemble anything of what I saw on their full swing. I love the responses I get. I try and hit 6 inches behind the ball. My goal is to just get out. I stop at impact because I don't want the ball to fly over the green. I use my pitching wedge because I am trying to chip it out. I use my putter because I know where it's going. I saw this sand wedge at 2 a.m. in the morning on an infomercial, and they guaranteed it would go on the green. Do any of these sound familiar? These excuses to get out are what 90% of the golfers go through. How do we fix this issue? How do we get confidence to get it out and close to the hole? The first step is to make sure you have the correct club. What is that club? For any greenside bunker, you want to have either a 56 or 60 degree sand wedge. The next step begins with the process. This is critical to make sure you are ready to go. Point 1. You will play the ball inside your left foot. As a right-hand player, 2. You will open your club face about 25 degrees. Point 3. Because the face is open, you will need to compensate for the open face and take the club straight back on your backswing. 4. Here is the key piece and the reason why so many fail in the attempt to hit it close. When going through impact, you need to keep face open and do not flip your hands. See picture. Feel like you are leaving sand on the face as long as you can. If you do this, your bunker shots will be greatly improved. And remember that this is the only shot in golf where you don't make contact with the golf ball. You are moving sand. Commit to the shot and accelerate in the hitting area.